This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. There were four levee lid lifts here in Jefferson County yesterday, two for the Brennan Fire Department and two for East Jefferson Fire Rescue District 1. There are 24,530 registered voters in Jefferson County. The ballots cast yesterday were 10,251, about just under 42%. Jefferson County Fire Protection District Number 1, EJFR, Proposition Number 1, that's the fire levy, unofficially looks to pass 69% to just over 30% against. Jefferson County Fire Protection District Number 1, EJFR, Proposition Number 2, the EMS levy, looks to pass at 73.81%, almost 74%, to 26%, roughly. The Brennan Proposition Number 1, Jefferson County Fire Protection District Number 4, their fire levy looks like it's going to pass barely, well, it's going to pass probably 53.28%, just over 53% to just over 46%, 46.5%. And then their EMS levy, 62.23% in favor and 37.34% against. So just over 62% approve, just over 37% disapprove of the Jefferson County Fire Protection District Number 4, Brennan Proposition Number 2. Those are your unofficial results. They will be made official in the coming weeks, and we will report on that as well. Fort Worden's Battery Putnam aids local styrofoam recycling efforts. This is in from Jeannie McMacken, Director of Communications for the Fort Worden PDA. Since October of 2021, East Jefferson residents have been bringing clean, used styrofoam pieces to the Fort Worden campus to be recycled by the local group Styrocyclers. On the first Tuesday and third Saturday of each month, from 10 a.m. to noon, vehicles line up and drop off clean, rigid, white, expanded polystyrene foam, EPS, styrofoam number 6 pieces, and bagged packing peanuts at Battery Putnam on the upper campus near Alexander's Castle. It's estimated over 10,000 pounds or 5 tons of styrofoam has been kept out of local landfills and the water because of this program. That volume would fill a 3,000 square foot house, floor to ceiling, or would fill up a Boeing 747. From Battery Putnam, the collected items are trucked to the local Olecap warehouse and then make their way to Kent via Northwest Harvest's tractor trailer. The material is then delivered to Styro Recycle in Kent. At that facility, a densifier machine uses heat to convert the styrofoam into toothpaste-like consistency of polystyrene that cools into heavy blocks. Those are then sold to manufacturers of molded products, such as picture frames, construction details, and surfboard blanks. This densified product is in high demand because it is less expensive than virgin plastic. The Fort's Battery Putnam plays a key role in this important endeavor. Polly Lyle of Styrocyclers said, quote, "Thanks to Fort Worden PDA, we make use of 3 rooms in the battery. We do intake and packing and use a second room for storage. The third room is used for sorting packing peanuts. We have 26 volunteers to do this work." End of quote. Lyle emphasized that Styrocyclers are committed to keeping their footprint invisible at the fort. The group does not post signs. She said, quote, "We don't want to change the fort visitors' experience. We want to be good stewards of Fort Worden." Fort Worden PDA Executive Director David Timmons is happy to work with the Styrocyclers to help them achieve their mission and said, quote, "This is yet another example of one of the many ways Fort Worden serves the community." End of quote. The most recent collection on Tuesday, February 7th, yielded 420 pounds of styrofoam product. The next collection will take place this Saturday, February 18th at Battery Putnam, 229 Alexander's Loop. For more information about the volunteer effort, write to ptstyrocyclers@gmail.com or go to their Facebook page, Port Townsend Styrofoam. City of Port Townsend's meeting calendar has been updated. Today, Wednesday, February 15th, the 3 p.m. Council Finance and Budget Committee has been canceled. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.